Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen Studio, Bill Bush out today. I'll be back, I believe, tomorrow. Sip, how are you? Did you enjoy your day off yesterday on Memorial Day?
I guess.
I did. I enjoyed the day off.
Did you?
Yes. I was still up pretty early. I went golfing at 7:03 a.m. yesterday.
7:03 a.m.
It wasn't 7 a.m. It wasn't 7:05. It wasn't p.m. It was 7:03 a.m. on the dot. And I walked 18 holes, so I got a little fitness in.
Walked?
Yeah.
Why did you walk?
Because I wanted some fitness. I had a little too much food over the weekend and realized, listen, if I'm going to enjoy a morning off from the show and have fun playing golf, I should do something. Double the effort and actually walk this, carry the clubs a little bit. Not push them, carry.
Carry.
Yeah, carry the clubs.
Carry.
So I did. I carried
my clubs. Why not get
a
push cart?
I didn't want a push cart. I'm not there yet in life. I think when I'm in my 40s or 50s, I might go to the push cart. But in my 30s, I still have to go on with carrying the clubs.
Are young guys not using push carts?
A lot of guys just ride carts. They sit in carts and drink beer, which is I usually do that too for league. But I wanted to do some fitness, and so I just carried my clubs. When people golf, it feels like 80% of them now push with a cart, which I'm not trying to disparage it. That's fine. Walking is wonderful. I just wanted to carry the clubs. Sure, I still could.
Once again.
What?
I feel, me and Bill often talk about this. Good morning, Connor. Connor's with us.
He is with us. Yeah.
Me and Bill often talk about this. When you talk like this about push carts and carrying clubs, I do feel like I got dropped on the earth a couple weeks ago.
I mean, push carts existed when you were playing golf.
Trying to figure out life. Yeah, but I never have thought about it to this extent. I would just figure you'd get a push cart.
Because you're not a golfer. You golf once every 15 years. I would expect you to have that type of thought. You don't think about golf ever. I'm not pushing back on anybody doing the push carts. I welcome that. You should. Elizabeth has a push cart for her golf league. Because walking is better than not walking at all. But it's a mental thing, a toughness for me.
Oh.
I got to carry my clubs to show I still can for 18 holes. I don't do that very often.
Okay. Interesting. Do you lift them over your head?
No, I don't. Now, there's a foursome. We all, random people, there's a guy, a father with his high school daughter. She pushed her clubs. He carried his. So he's probably in his 50s or upper 40s at that point, carrying his club. So now I know I can make it that far.
As if, is he doing that to make a statement of something?
I think so. Well, he told me that he usually pushes, but he felt like the bag was a little light that day, so he decided to carry his clubs instead.
Wow.
So it proves he still can. It's again, you're just proving yourself you can still do things.
Did you even consider a golf cart?
No,
yesterday?
I wanted to walk. I was so glad that the randoms I was paired up with are all walking. But good, I wanted to walk. So thankfully, I'm not the only walker in this group. We all walked. It was great.
Right out of the gate, you're interested. You interested me. Interested me? Interested.
Thank you. I try to be interesting.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Connor,
the goal of my life.
I am running on a little sleep. Connor, I'm not perfect. Right out of the gate, you interested me.
Thank you.
That's right. Yeah.
Got done by 11:30, was home for lunch with Elizabeth in Scotland. It was great.
11:30 luncheon.
And we got in the pool for the first time all year yesterday.
What kind of shorts do you don in this?
I had, you know, swim trunks on. There's some light green.
Light green.
I think they have pineapples on them, I want to say.
Oh, where's Bill when I need him?
There's some pineapple I want to say. Very,
where
very tropical.
Are you, Bill?
Very tropical, like for the shorts, for the swim, for the pool.
Tropical.
Yeah. A pool feels like you're tropical. You
Elizabeth picked those out for
you. No, I picked them out myself. Thank you very much. She's not buying my swimsuits for me. I picked them out myself.
How was the water?
Cold. Chilly. 70 degrees. That might sound okay to you. That's freezing, though. Considering a hot tub's about 103 degrees, right. That's a 33-degree difference, and it was chilly.
How was Scotland?
She didn't mind the water. She was on a floaty, so she's kind of above the water a lot of the time, but yeah. She did like to be in the water.
Yeah.
We had a full hour in there, so this is not like, you know, not a couple-hour excursion. It was 1 hour. It was a good time. Had my parents over. We had a Memorial Day steak last night.
Nice. Really? There was a cookout.
Potatoes, some ice cream, some homegrown strawberries. Some salad. It was a good day.
There was a cookout.
The cookout. So golf in the morning, pool in the afternoon, cookout at evening. It's a good Memorial Day.
Yeah. I don't want to go too far into the down the road. We went to Guy Fieri's last. Is it Fieri?
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Fieri went there at Harris.
At Harris in Council Bluffs. I've been there before.
I was there
last night. That's where Stir Cove is. That's a great concert venue, outdoor concert venue.
So I got back fairly late last night, 11:20. I rolled in. I'm fine. I feel good. But I didn't have I had to do some work yesterday. Go figure. You had to do some work.
I did a lot of work yesterday.
Yeah, you had to.
Between all that fun, I was making a package for, we'll get to the second, about baseball regionals, and we'll get to that in a little bit, and also was making the rundown for today. So I also did some work, but I had a lot more fun.
Did you get Sigs on the rundown?
No, I did not. I can get
Sigs.
We can talk about Sigs though.
Sigs idle chit chat.
Go for it.
Sigs drove them. He drove the pace car at Indianapolis 500. He was going 177. He was going 177.
I did not know that.
177 was what he got up to. 24 to 26 laps.
Now, I assume he talked to media after this or before this? Is this a common thing? Does Sigs drive fast in life?
I don't know that.
Does he do race
now, car now stuff? You're getting into a territory
he's driving in the 170s?
177 was his top speed.
How would you do it 170?
I've never hit it.
So I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. His car, he's driving a stock Corvette that's capable of going 233.
Gee.
So he didn't open it up.
170 is pretty damn fast.
Yeah, I shouldn't say didn't open it up, but he didn't open it up to its fullest extent. It's capable of 233. 177 is plenty. 177 in front of 350,000 people. That is much more than double the Derby.
That is.
Yeah.
That's Sigs being the king that he is. King Signetti.
How about that? He's like my age.
He's going 170 as the pace car?
Well, I guess that's what it, like, Greg.
Imagine that is the, it's usually a not a great term, the pace car. I mean, people pass you then.
Connor, make yourself. That is really blunt.
That was rude. Connor was here yesterday for us, so give him some.
Can you just see if, just type in, was he, I imagine that's just a pace car is what we're talking about. He's not in the Indy 500. He's not just doing it for the heck of it out there going 100. I mean, imagine this is what he's doing, driving a pace car, right?
Yes.
He's just not out there, look at the M6.
Not everybody's going to do that. That's something, hey, do you want to do this? No, I don't want to go 170. I'm good.
Sigs, well, you're doing it in front of 350.
I know, and you're going 170 miles per hour.
170.
I might consider turning that down if I was off of that thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. 170 is really fast at one bad turn, and I'm gone.
Are you suggesting you don't have the temerity of Sigs?
Yes.
What's his real name, by the way?
Kurt
Signetti.
Kurt, or maybe it's Curtis at this point. Yeah. Might be Curtis Signetti.
We don't ever call him
Kurt. Just Sigs.
Does anybody call him Kurt?
No, he's just Sigs. As he should be.
I'd be weirded out to hear his wife at a restaurant saying, Kurt?
Or Curtis. Curtis, I need you over here.
Wait a second. That's his name. I forgot. His name is Kurt. Kurt Signetti.
It is.
Sigs to you.
Yes.
So anyway, there's that.
Idle chit chat. We'll get to this more later on the show in terms of something that was said in this series. But congrats to the New York Knicks. They've won 11 straight games, Sip, in the playoffs. 11 straight games. They beat the Cavs last night to sweep them. They're on to their first NBA Finals since 1999.
Wait.
They have not been to a finals this millennium.
Whoa. And now, when did they win a championship that year?
I don't believe so.
We do this on early break. We ask questions we don't know the answer to. 99, when was their last title then?
I don't know that for sure.
And what will that parade look like if they win the title this year? What would that parade look like in this day and age?
They've only won two titles, 1970 and 1973.
Yeah.
So, they have made it before, but yeah, they did not win with Patrick Ewing in the 90s
and
at all.
Starks.
Did not.
John Starks.
Yes.
Name another guy on that team.
Latrell Sprewell. Maybe. Was he after that? Allen Houston, was he around then?
I think Houston was.
Okay.
For sure Starks, because I just saw him showing highlights last night of Starks dunking during that time. Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's a total, and we're not going to talk about it now, don't worry. It's a total collapse by Cleveland.
They weren't supposed to be there. They were not supposed to be there.
No, don't do this.
Listen, the Pistons were the one seed. The Cavs got by them, so that was already impressive that they made it to the conference finals, getting past the
one. God, I wish Alex was sitting here right now.
The final score was not close, 130-93.
That's in Cleveland.
A 37-point rout at Cleveland.
No, that's a collapse. That's a collapse. That's what that is. That's an utter collapse. I don't know that people want us to talk about the NBA, but that's what that is. And I'd love to have Alex sitting here combating you on this notion that Cleveland's
some
gritty underdog. They're not.
Listen, I don't watch NBA enough to even fight with Alex. It'd be a one-man argument.
Please don't portray them as a gritty underdog. That's not what Cleveland
is. I just thought it was, they were not the one seed. Can you say they upset the one seed? Seed-wise, they upset the one seed,
really,
Detroit.
It wasn't a big upset. Detroit wasn't a strong one.
They almost lost the Magic in the first round.
Detroit was not a strong one.
That went to Game 7, right, against Orlando?
Yes.
So that further concludes that. But they did beat them. Also yesterday, Sip, with a sports show here.
Sometimes it sounds like you're speaking to a class. No. It further concludes.
This is my class of breakers. Good morning. Please take out your journals and your pens. Put your phones down and focus.
I need some further conclusions from you. Go ahead.
We had a no-hitter last night in MLB.
Whoa.
The first one since 2024. The Astros, who might have the worst pitching rotation and bullpen in baseball. They can hit lights out. They cannot pitch. But of all teams, they were the ones last night to have a no-hitter against the Rangers. 9-0.
Wow.
The 17th ever for the Astros organization regular season no-hitter. It was Tatsuya Imai, Stephen Okert, and Alember Santa combined for a no-hitter of the Rangers. First since 2024 in MLB.
Where was that at?
That was in the Rangers. They got no-hit at home. Ouch. That's something that the Royals would do. Rangers, come on, man. Not in your home ballpark at Memorial Day, for crying out loud, or ever.
Wow, a lot going on.
Speaking of the Royals, they had a chance to end a 10-game skid to the Yankees. Led 3-2 in the ninth with one out. And then they gave up two runs and lost 4-3 because Lucas Erceg is a dead fish right now.
He's a dead fish.
As the whole team is. They're 10 games below 500. They had just won the series against the Mariners to get some swag back. And then the Yankees do what they do, and the Yankees have now won 11 straight games against the Royals.
No.
That doesn't happen.
No.
This is not NFL or football. This is Major League Baseball.
That's weird.
11 straight. This has been like three seasons now they've beat the Royals every game. And this one, the Royals were up 3-2 with two outs to go and nobody on base. And lost.
Not good.
4-3. So there's your Royals update.
Not good.
Anything else? Idle chit-chat for you?
Well, sure. There's a lot of idle chit-chat to go.
There's a lot of sports in there, too.
Yeah, there was... long weekend. Can't think of.
I did attend the softball games, plural. And by the way, we have a tease. We will have Rhonda Ravel in studio at 7:30 today.
Do you have good questions?
Oh,
Ray?
Yeah.
Do you have good questions?
I was there. I was at all 3 days of the games, including Thursday's 8 p.m. game, which didn't happen. I was there for 2.5 hours.
You were there on the scene as a reporter.
Yes.
In an official capacity.
Yes.
With the media crew.
I interviewed Samantha Bland after the first game. That's the third baseman for the softball team.
Did you?
The starting third baseman.
You did a legitimate interview.
A two-minute interview after the game with her.
Nice.
Posted on the ticket social medias.
I need to look at this. As does Bill.
You don't need to.
As does Bill.
You don't need to.
Oh, yeah. This will be good fodder.
We were going to do one also on Saturday, but it took an eternity to get anybody over there. As rightfully so, they were celebrating with their family and friends after the game. So we decided not to have an interview after Saturday's game.
Jordy celebrating with her husband.
Who had been kicked out of the game.
Removed. Unceremoniously
and
removed.
And she's like, that's my husband. I back him up. I support him through and through.
Uh-oh.
Farley's here.
I think I hear Farley.
He's in the building.
So 3 days of reporting. So you're with the... here's some idle chit-chat. What was the media a mob like? How big?
Okay. I'd say there's probably about 20 people there.
Whoa. Okay, now that's a lot. That's a sizable group.
We had three from the ticket. That was probably excessive, but we were all there. DP, myself, and Nick Wyman were on the scene. So we had three.
Hey, when it comes to media excess, I've been there, done that.
We had probably excess to have three people there. And yeah. I tried to be the roaming reporter or the guy that was going around the stands. And I did see our friend Scott Miller, future governor, mayor of Nebraska, was in the building.
Scott Miller is now employed
at Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank.
Yeah, I did see him and his wife, Susie, at the ball game.
Okay.
I saw John's brother, Scott.
Okay.
And his wife also.
Oh, Scott. Yes, Scott.
Baylor.
Yeah. Scott, who's at Planet Fitness on occasion.
Oh, he is.
I think so. Yeah, he's taller than John.
Yes.
Younger.
Yeah, got dark brown hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw him several times at the game.
Yeah. Kind of looks like he could be related to Keith Mann is the way I think about it.
That's a great call. Yeah. I can see that.
Thank you.
Keith Mann was at the softball game also
in
the media
did
section.
Did he upbraid you for anything?
No, he did not. I didn't talk to Keith. Keith was talking to Mitch Sherman for a while. I should have gone and talked to Keith, but I kept looking over. He was talking to other people all the time. I'm not going to interrupt conversation.
Keith's role is to rein in loose media.
Well, that's me. I tried to corral myself. I think I was good. I saw members of the media throwing sunflower seeds at each other, though.
Oh, that's good. That's what we
there was. I won't say that there's a reporter that was throwing seeds at a different reporter ahead of him, just at the back of his head. And that reporter was welcoming. He's putting his head, hip, right here, back of the head. Keep throwing. I'm like, what's happening right now in the media section of the softball game?
Strange behavior.
People are chucking seeds at each other, and they're okay with it.
20 media in a tent?
Yes.
A tent?
Yep.
Was there a TV in the corner?
No, didn't need the TV. You could see the game. There was no TV.
Sometimes there's a TV.
It was an outside tent.
I know. But
no, there's no TV in the tent. None. Didn't see a TV otherwise. I just was at the game watching the ball. They'd show highlights on the big screen out there.
Where did the post-game media interviews take place?
Well, that was outside of right field and outside the Alex Gordon complex.
They had
the press conferences inside the Gordon complex. We caught Samantha Bland outside in between the ballpark and the Gordon.
Okay.
And Paige, the SID, which has helped us out with Rhonda getting in studio, is the one that helped make that possible. So shout out to Paige Trutna from the Nebraska Softball SID.
Paige Trutna.
She's been very helpful.
I know Paige.
Kind and helpful.
And there you go. Nebraska's on to the CWS, women's CWS, which begins Thursday.
Four games Thursday. The rest is the last game that day, 8:30 under the lights in OKC.
And that's if all goes as scheduled.
Right. It could be later than that. It could be 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Could be 9:30.
Thursday.
The last game, though.
To be determined whether I'm here Friday or not. Don't know the schedule. Don't know my travel
schedule.
You're
going to California.
Yeah. Don't know my travel schedule.
I'll be here.
I don't know that.
No, I will be here.
Oh, yeah. Thought you were demanding that I'm here.
I didn't say that. You have your own schedule. I hope you're here, but I understand if you're not. I get that.
We'll have to see on that. So, yeah, we're going to the Elite 11 Finals with 20 quarterbacks there, including Trey Taylor. Again, don't know about Friday. Congratulations to Rhonda. Congratulations to Will Bolt and his team, too.
Which we'll get to that right now.
We'll get to that right
now. By the way, David from Anderson Ford /Renew/Warhorse tells us that the Spurs beat the Knicks in 99. So the Knicks made the finals in 99, the Spurs.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through HIMSS, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. HIMSS makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMSS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMSS.com/earlybreak. HIMSS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMSS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit HIMSS.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Beat them. That's what happened.
The Knicks made the finals in 99 and Spurs with was that would be the Admiral?
That would be the Admiral and probably Duncan.
Yeah.
The Admiral. And Tony Parker maybe 99.
Still have the Admiral?
Was Ginobili there?
I gotta think Ginobili and Parker.
When did those guys get there?
I don't know. I would think David would know this. I gotta think it was Ginobili, Parker,
Duncan. Dave,
Duncan on the Duncan.
Young then, Duncan.
Yeah, and Robinson on the late stages of his career.
I would think so.
I can't name another guy on that team, although I should be able to.
Was Ori on that team?
Robert Big Shot, Bob Ori.
Yeah.
I
think he was a Spur at one point.
He was.
I believe
he was. Definitely a Spur.
I think he was on those, maybe that team.
Wow, David.
Big Shot Bob.
David weighing in with NBA information.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting. It'll be the Knicks in the finals against I don't know who. I don't know.
It could be the Spurs. Could be a rematch in 99.
Yeah.
Could be Spurs and Knicks again.
Mm-hmm. Wemby and Castle. Boy, Stephon Castle something.
He was pretty good the other night. Yeah, he was really good.
Hello. And then there's the flopper.
Yep. You love Jalen Brunson.
He's a flopper, but he's not a flopper deluxe.
Who's that?
SGA.
Oh.
SGA.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Flopper. He's a big. Now, I don't throw around flopper. I don't throw it around loosely. That dude just goes down. You know, I think he went down 12 times in game 3.
That series will have game 5 tonight. It's tied at 2 apiece. That's at NBC 7:30 in OKC this evening. A place that we love that arena. Don't tear it down. Please.
No, tear it down.
Cancel the new arena plans. Keep Paycom. We need it.
I wonder what that hole looks like now that when we were there.
And what you're doing construction. You're doing the show the day before I left down. It was just, I could hear construction. And then we did the show the next day. I didn't hear construction anymore.
I wonder what that hole looks like.
It didn't happen during the show. They stopped it.
That was a big hole in the ground.
Did they stop it for our show?
I don't think, no.
I'll say they did.
They didn't. That was a big hole with big tractors and not tractors, but dirt movers around. It was amazing to watch. And Jake, they are tearing that place down because it's insufficient for an NBA championship franchise, as you know.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Aww. Pretty nice arena.
Oh, is it?
Hosts Nebraska basketball's best memories ever in the history of the program. So say what you want.
I don't think they're ripping it down.
Looks like it was Sean Elliott, Mario Ellie, Avery Johnson, Steve Kerr.
Yeah, could have been.
Steve Carey? Did he mistype that? K-E-R-R-Y? I don't think it was Steve. Is there a Steve Carey?
I don't remember that.
Steve Curry? I think it's Steve Curry.
Wait a second. What about that's the other guys?
Of course, those guys as well. Duncan.
Ginobili was there.
Robinson, yeah. Not Duncan Robinson, but Duncan and Robinson. Duncan Robinson is actually a basketball player.
He's a Piston now.
Steve Kerr. Not Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
Yes.
Not Steve Curry.
I was making sure it wasn't a Steve Carey. Steve Kerr.
Don't really remember Kerr on that team. Don't know what he did. That's some idle chit-chat.
That was idle chit-chat. Sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan. Using soil tests, yield maps, and field data, they help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Yes, we have a lot to get to. A lot of positive news for Nebraska sports. We'll get to softball next segment, but Sip for the first time since 2008, even with an 8-0 loss to Oregon in the semis of the Big Ten tournament, mm-hmm. Nebraska baseball is hosting a regional at Haymarket Park. The teams are good coming here. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's the one seed. Ole Miss, the two seed out of the SEC. Arizona State, a very strong three seed. Mm-hmm. And South Dakota State is one of the worst worst records in the field coming here to Lincoln, under 500 winners of the Summit League tournament. But they are the four seed. Nebraska will play them at 3 p.m. on Friday at Haymarket Park. It is going to be a bonanza out there.
A bonanza.
Yeah. Let me see the weather right now. It's expected to be.
A bonanza.
Doesn't matter because people are going to be there no matter what. But Friday, we're talking about 83 degrees.
Oh,
that's perfect for baseball.
It's going to be nice. The thing that strikes you right away, well, South Dakota State's 24-31.
Bad record.
Won the Summit League.
That's right.
Beat Oral Roberts. Okay. The other thing that strikes you is Arizona State and Ole Miss, I think, are both 100 home run teams.
That's great.
Nebraska's a 60 home run team, so it's a little different. A little different. Double check that. I saw that on a. I'll double check.
I'll tell you this much: you don't ever think of Arizona State ever as a three seed ever. That's a terrifying three seed.
Oh, is it now?
Yes, that's terrifying.
They finished tied for third in the Big 12. Are you terrified?
Yeah, because guess who beat you at home? Kansas. Kansas somehow got a worse seed than Nebraska. They get the 13th overall seed. Kansas, who won the Big 12 tournament and beat Nebraska twice this year, mm-hmm. and had a better record, I believe, was the 15th seed.
I'm not going to characterize the third place team in the Big 12 as terrifying.
To be a three seed, that's
a good three seed.
That's a hell of a three seed is what I'm saying. The hell of a three seed.
They did hit 108 home runs. Okay, that's pretty good. Ole Miss must be a slugging team, too. No, Ole Miss is basically strong pitching. Ole Miss is, I'd say, definitely a good field.
This is probably the toughest regional that was out there.
I think so. It's a tough field. It is a tough field. First time you said since 2008.
It's hosting a regional since 2008. Nebraska, again, plays 3 o'clock on ESPN Plus.
Oh.
On Friday.
Oh.
So if you can't go to the game, which I'm sure we'll have about 10,000 fans there, you have to go find a TV that has ESPN Plus. You can watch. Here's the worst part, Sip. You can watch Ole Miss and Arizona State in the second game on ESPN2, regular ESPN.
I don't understand.
That's at 8 p.m. on Friday.
What do you make of that?
That sucks. Once again, like the softball team, Nebraska hosts the regional and had two of their games on ESPN Plus. Their last game to move on was on ESPN2. Mm. But their first two games against South Dakota and Grand Canyon were on ESPN Plus. It took to get the actual final game to reach regular ESPN.
Well, people figured this out.
And now this one, you're hosting a regional for the first time since 08. You're the one seed, and you're not getting your first game on ESPN. Just the Plus.
13 seed overall. Purdue and Michigan missed the cut from the Big Ten. They missed the cut. UCLA, of course, is the top overall seed. Hello.
They had an interesting road through the Big Ten tournament. It was not easy. They had to come back and beat Purdue on Friday. Won that one late with a walk-off.
Three
walk-offs. They walked off USC. They're down to their last out against USC on Saturday. Hit a three-run bomb to win that game 7-5. And then how about a walk-off hit by pitch to win the Big Ten tournament? Yep. Bases loaded, 11th inning.
How about that?
Hit by pitch to end the game 3-2 over Oregon.
They're not a – correct me if I'm wrong. I watched them. They don't overwhelm you with talent.
Well, they have a great play. Rock Chulowski, he's the star. He's a star.
He overwhelmed you with –
He's a stud.
Yeah. But they don't – now, again, pushback breakers. They don't – I don't watch them and go, whoa. No, they're not that team. Oregon's a little bit that way. They didn't have the kind of year they probably should have had.
Oregon's pitching was ridiculous. Sanford, that guy was a freak. And I love his energy. That guy was hyped the hell up. Yeah, it meant something to him. Like, it means something to beat Nebraska. It should be. You're playing in there, basically a home game for Nebraska.
It's always what Bill says and what I echo is that you think that that home field advantage discussion is interesting to me because I always say, okay, for instance, Sean will say, Nebraska's going to Purdue. There's going to be nobody there. It's a huge advantage. No, it's not. No, athletes don't like to play in empty stadiums. Oregon, I know, embraced that setting. I know they did because I read their comments. They loved it.
You could tell by the way they were playing.
Yeah, they love that. They just love playing in front of a bunch of people. Even if those people were rooting for the other team. A lot of athletes will say, I don't care. There's people there. I'm a performer. I'm going to perform. I thought Oklahoma State didn't rise to the occasion against Ronda's team. I thought they wilted, but a lot of teams would look at that and go, oh, no, this is a great opportunity. This will be memorable. This will be something I'll talk about the rest of my life playing in front of this crowd. And they embrace it. Oregon embraced
it. What was impressive about that game real quick, the Oregon 8-0 win over Nebraska, that's a very difficult ballpark, as we know, to hit home runs in.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. They hit three home runs. They had three or four home runs against Nebraska, at least three. It may have been four.
Yeah, and their tournament was defined by the home run ball.
And they had a foul ball in one of those games that would have left the ballpark completely. Like, it was a moonshot to right field. It just went foul.
Kyle Peterson, ESPN, he always talks about Oregon. And you saw, if you watched the game, they're really impressive off the bus. It looks like a football team coming off the bus. Those guys, it seems like every guy that goes to the plate, you're like, okay, that's 6'2", that's 6'3", that's 6'1", that's 6'4". I mean,
they're a good-looking team.
Yeah, they're a good-looking team. They hit a lot of home runs, but they're not a great offense. Amateur analysis, but
enough to beat Nebraska. Eight runs against Nebraska.
They look good in that game. They look good now. But Nebraska, again, Nebraska, 13 seed. We'll have a chance. Here's why. Here's the deal. They will be hard to knock out. They're 23-1 at home. They're hard to knock out in any venue, but they're really hard to knock out at home. You really got to hit them.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to beat them. That's it. I don't even know if those coaches that are coming in fully understand it. I wonder if they know that intangible Nebraska has.
Nebraska has one loss at home. They are 20-1 in Lincoln. 23-1 in Lincoln.
23-1 in that ballpark. And you've seen comeback after comeback after comeback. Even that Oregon game, which they didn't, but I thought 8-0 in the seventh. If I was Oregon, I'd be wary.
And I thought the same. Like, any moment, here comes Nebraska to make a run.
What is going on out there?
Well, McSafety's here because he wanted to meet Rhonda Revelle.
Wow.
He texted me last night, hey, just is Rhonda coming in? I said, yeah, she'll be here at 7:30. So he told us he wanted to meet her, just shake her hand, thank her for what she's done, and then that's it.
How many donuts are out there right now? What do you see? I can't.
Did Eric bring in donuts as well? Was that Eric and Hickman? Yeah, so we got two dozen donuts here.
Eric and Hickman came in again, and I didn't see him.
Quick, I saw him. He quick exit for
How
Eric.
How stealth
He's
is
pretty
Eric.
Stealthy.
Yeah.
He's pretty stealthy.
I want to meet that man. He's contributed to our show over the years.
He has.
With good calls. Remember when he used to call in?
Oh, yeah.
It would sometimes get testy. Yeah, he's that. He's
You'd fight back. You'd take shots at Eric because he took shots at you.
He was good, though. That's what it's about.
You can call back in.
Yeah. Eric, thank you for the donuts. McSafety's here. I will have a Long John.
Good.
Half of
you've
a
got
Long
12,
John.
You've got 24 donuts to choose from, so choose wisely and have six.
No, I'm going to have a half. A half. What are you going to do?
I'll have a donut. I'm not turning down 24. If there was just 12, I'd say I could live with turning him down, but 24, that's just rude at that point.
Bill would be very happy that McSafety's on the scene, Farley's on the scene, Connor's here.
Yeah, it's a packed Tuesday here on the show already.
Everything's
post-Memorial Day.
Yeah, we're going.
We are.
I got to tell you, I stumbled in a little bit.
You were here, though.
Could you tell?
Well, you told me the situation, though. You went to McDonald's to get your coffee, and nobody was there.
No,
what happened?
Technological difficulties. We can't take orders right now. So what's your thought? What is your thought in that situation?
The window.
No, I'm not at the window. I'm at the kiosk. Yeah, I'm at the kiosk, and a live voice gets on there and says, we're having technological difficulties, can't take orders right now. So what's your thought? Oh, no problem. I'll just come to the window. You go to the window. There's people in there, but there's no... See, I think the technological difficulties...
Was it technical or technological? What did they say? Usually it's technical you hear.
Maybe they said technical.
Technical difficulties is the key phrase, not technological, not, typically.
Is there a difference?
What? But technical is the word.
Technical difficulties, there you go. We can't take your order. So I thought, okay, I don't care. That's fine. Well, let's do it at the window. But there's nobody at the window. So they must, the technical difficulties must involve something with the computers.
Probably
right?
So.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you have coffee here.
Thank you.
That Connor
thank
brewed
you
this
for
morning.
You. Yeah. Oh, no, thank you, Connor.
Well, I did tell you to get some coffee, yeah. So I'll take some of the thank yous there.
But that's an immediate shot of adversity.
Yeah, we fought through it. And I said, please get your coffee before the show. You said, I'll waste it. No. As Greg said, get it now. You need coffee.
Greg, that one day.
No, you need it.
He said, be late.
He did.
I said, no, I can't get coffee because I'll be late. Be late.
Yeah, it's okay. By the way, Texter says this in the text. In my opinion, no way Nebraska is winning this regional. Not enough pitching for this group of teams coming in.
I don't know. I think we look at Arizona State and Ole Miss through the prism of Ole Miss and Arizona State teams of the past, not of the present. There's a reason they're not hosting, right? Ole Miss got bounced by Missouri in the SEC tournament.
Is Missouri bad?
Well, I mean, it's come on, they're not.
What are they ranked?
Check it out. Bounced. Arizona State tied for third in the Big 12.
That's not bad. Why is that a bad? Oregon was third in the Big 10, and they're hosting a regional. Like you're saying, it's like the MAC or something like that. It's the Big 12.
Well, what I'm suggesting is it's not what you how you typically view Arizona State. You have to be careful not to crown them because they're not that type of team right now. See, what's Missouri?
I'm getting Missouri. Missouri was, okay, bad year. 24-31. That's bad. Bad Missouri team.
Bounced,
okay,
Ole Miss.
But yeah, well, that happens in the tournament. Weird things happen.
Yeah, weird things happen when you're not
but
very good.
You're saying Oregon finished third, and they got the 11th seed. There's three teams in the Big Ten
Oregon
hosting
snuck,
regionals, which is amazing, by
Oregon
the way.
Oregon pulled off an 11th seed with a last-ditch rally in the late week of the season. That's how they did.
For a conference that has been rightfully so mocked for having bad baseball, the Big Ten over the years, they have three teams. UCLA, first team overall. Nebraska is the 13th seed hosting a regional. Oregon, the 11th seed. And USC is in the tournament going to, I forget where they're at, but they're the two, I think a two seed where they're going. That's pretty good. Three hosts is impressive stuff for a non-baseball league.
Michigan, Purdue left out of the field.
That's too bad. I wonder if Michigan had beaten Nebraska.
You sound shaken up by that.
I wonder if Michigan had beaten Nebraska, they had a chance to make the tournament. They were the seventh seed in the Big Ten. They were the seventh seed. They had a ways to go in tournament.
I wonder.
But you never know. Nebraska won that game 6-4. It ended at 2 a.m. Saturday morning. I watched the first pitches and I'm going to bed. It started at 11. I was tired.
I'd already
been to the softball game that day. I was up doing the show that morning. It was a long day.
Does that affect Nebraska? I mean, that game ended the same day Nebraska played Oregon.
Correct. But Oregon played two games that day, though. So that's, they played in the morning.
Yeah.
And beat Washington 9-4, 9-5. And then they beat Nebraska 8-0.
Yeah. I'm not going to go down that road of excuses.
Don't do that.
Will wouldn't want that.
Please, no, he wouldn't.
Now that's a refresh and there's a regional over there and it's going to feel like the old days. It'll be, I imagine, 8,000 people.
No, more.
Oh, more.
I think they've had 10,000 there before.
You can get 10,000.
I could see 10.
Wink,
nine
wink,
plus.
Wink, wink, fire marshal.
Yep. Yes. Those berms can seat a lot of people, and there's why not standing room only on the fence line?
Check on 83 degrees.
Yes, be nice.
Yeah.
Perfect baseball temperature.
Zillion people.
I think 9,000 plus.
Mm-hmm. You can't totally overlook South Dakota State, by the way.
No.
Nebraska beat them 5-4 earlier in the season. Both teams have surely evolved quite a bit, but you don't want to do that thing where you overlook anybody.
No, you don't.
I mean, you want to build a head of steam as you get ready for those juggernauts, Arizona State and Ole Miss.
They are juggernauts. Nebraska, who, if it takes for one, I saw that the analytics put Nebraska as the lowest chance of any team hosting to advance. Still,
analytics,
which are look at that at 8 o'clock in analytics. 47% chance to advance, which is the lowest of any team hosting a regional, which is still good.
Good call by Sean Callahan.
What'd he say?
Phone call yesterday. He goes, it looks like Nebraska's about a 50-50 shot of getting out of there.
47%.
Yeah. 47%. Good call, Sean.
First pitch, 3 p.m. on Friday at Haymarket Park. Before we get to break, Sip, if you are hungry.
I am.
For breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning?
The Bird.
The Bird.
The Bull Bird.
Bird's open right now. Bull Bird. Ronda Bird.
The Ronda Bird.
Is open at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and don't forget, don't you dare forget, the world famous Hash holes. Stop by today, early bird. At 19th K, open every day of the week until 2 p.m. When we come back, speaking of softball, they got it done. On to OKC. We'll wrap up what happened here in Lincoln next on Early Break in the Ticket.